for those who aren't familiar with what Modbo is, why don't you talk a little bit about the history and what you guys do there?
Sure. We're an art gallery that opened up 4 years ago. We own two spaces in downtown Colorado Springs in the Arts Alley. We do monthly art events, music, things of that sort. We've done how many shows now? 87?
Yeah, it's been 4 years of continuous art shows, sometimes two different shows in each building, sometimes the same show across both, but
yeah,
a lot of First Friday openings. Mm-hmm.
You guys also have a collective, the Modbo Collective, which is a group of artists.
Yeah, that we kind of represent and kind of help foster. We get together and critique each other's work kind of monthly, just kind of push each other. Been working together for about 3 years now.
There's a lot of spaces that we curate around downtown, and so the Modbo Collective gets put in those spaces as well, like the Rabbit Hole, for example, in addition to our galleries, and the Blue Star, just to name a few.
It would be fair to say, I think, that the Modbo Collective has like an aesthetic. You guys are kind of a coterie in the old sense, and a school unto itself, though not a school doesn't always connote a place where people are studying. But
very much. Yeah.
So how would you describe that?
I describe it as narrative figurative painting. That simple. I mean, aesthetically, we work in very different genres, but thematically, we're all focusing on the figure and storytelling. And the ability to utilize the figure to connect with the viewer, to tell a story, tell a narrative.
And is that something that you and Lauren really set the tone for? I mean, is that sort of, was that your aesthetic and you found kind of other people who were interested in that as well? Or how did that congeal?
It's kind of, I mean, it's definitely my aesthetic. It's something that I learned in college, was kind of the power of figurative painting. I went through being a performance artist, to abstract painter, to working with different mediums. I paid people to throw rocks at me. I did all kinds of stuff. And I really settled on the importance of painting and the lifelong goal that I could have as a painter. And I found artists that are kind of working in that similar vein. I think there's a lot of younger mid-career artists that are kind of dealing with the figure, especially in Colorado Springs. We've got kind of a good history of figure painting here. And it's been fun to work with them. And we really do push each other, and I'm lucky to have them.
Mm-hmm. I would say the other through line of the collective is that they all paint with integrity, which is a term that Brett uses a lot, which I think is fascinating in the art world. I think it means a little bit holding each other accountable, the critiques that Brett mentioned, but also just a certain seriousness about the art and creating the best work they can with the most consistency that they can.
You mentioned the history. Mm-hmm. What lines do you see just through the art history here in the Pikes Peak region?
Boardman Robinson, Eric Bransby. There's this history of strong figurative painting in Colorado Springs. I don't see it so much on Denver or kind of regionally. I think it's something that it's kind of almost uniquely Colorado Springs, especially right now. I mean, when we have artists like Phil Lear, Lorelei Beckstrom, Chris Alvarez, those type of artists creating in town.
Another aspect of Modbo is because it's a social scene. You have all these parties, you do these cabarets, there's performances there and music shows. How does that relate to the whole project as far as your involvement?
I think that's probably more what I specialize in. I do more of the administrative side of all of it. But when it comes to the music, I definitely play a bigger part. Cabaret is my baby. I love having my talented opera singer friends and jazz singer friends come in and sing irreverently for us. That's been a big favorite. We do it about quarterly at the gallery. And we started it pretty much when we opened. We also run the Acacia Park Summer Concert Series, which is something that I'm heavily involved in. I feel like event spaces are hard to come by in Colorado Springs, and because we happen to have one, however small, I like to utilize it as much as possible and provide a space for people to play who might not normally get a chance to play out.
Let's talk about how the Modbo Co., the school, came about. There's been lots of excitement about Ivy Wild, and there's been lots of changes happening sort of as they finish things up too. So how did you both end up deciding to move into that space and run a school out of there?
So Brett's been teaching art classes out of the galleries for the past 4 years, and they've been really successful and really full and popular. And we began to realize that it was an integral part of what we were trying to do in the arts community. So because of that, Brett had been wanting to expand them for quite a while. Because we can only fit so many people in the gallery, and those classes were capped pretty much at 10 or 12, and we were running out of space. We've been curating the Blue Star for a while, and we sat down with Joe Coleman to talk to him about a curation detail there, and ended up talking to him about Ivy Wild and how he had a space to fill, and we realized that this could be the perfect marriage. They were looking for someone who would bring a varied demographic of people throughout the day, and we were looking for a space that had more room, more space simply, but also that had a certain cachet, and Ivy Wild definitely fits the bill.
Talk about the classes that will be offered and what the day will look like over there and all of that.
It's fun. We've been, as Lauren said, we've been teaching classes for the last 4 years out of the gallery. I tend to specialize in teaching adults and like in not young humans, but middle humans, adults.
Like from Middle Earth, like hobbits.
Like hobbits, shorter people. The gallery is a smaller place. I enjoy teaching that kind of person who liked art when they were younger, got away from it, got into a career, and then in their 40s came back and said, I want to do art again. A lot of my students have never held a paintbrush or a piece of charcoal, and I try to provide a place for them to come in a safe environment, learn some technique, be nurtured, and give them a safe place to fail, and let them work hard at it. And you know, as we've talked about before, like I believe in, you know, the integrity of art making, that it's a process, and it's not something that, you know, that you can just wake up in the morning and understand the formula of art. You got to work at it. So like what we're going to try to transport to the school is the adult side of our education. We're expanding our adult classes. I'm teaching 6 classes a week. We're bringing on some additional teachers to teach, kind of giving a new perspective. And then we're opening up something that is, I think, going to be fun. We're opening up a bunch of kids' classes during the day. So you should talk about kids' classes, honey.
Yeah, so the youngest level that we're offering is for pre-K and parent. It's called Art Adventures. Kind of like a mommy and me class, but daddy can come as well. And that'll be taught by Shannon Dunn. And we're really excited to start working with younger artists. I think that if they want to stick with us, we'll have a curriculum that progresses and builds upon itself. And eventually we'll have people who hopefully have gone through the entire program of what we have to offer. And then moving up in age a little bit, we're starting a new homeschool program. So for homeschoolers who need to fulfill an art unit, we've got 2 after-school art programs. We're calling it Youth Accelerated Art. If you have a child who cares enough about art to want to come after school to get some additional education around it, that class is perfect for them.
You spoke of a long-term vision. I heard the word college in that. What is your hope for this?
I went to the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia. It was opened in 1979 with 11 students. And within a 7-year period, it had gone from 11 into the hundreds. It now has 4 campuses worldwide and just really it's just a fun, vibrant art experience. I think that Colorado Springs has some similarities to Savannah in that it's same population size-ish, same amount of kind of military and conservativeness, beautiful location, and I don't see why we can't have a small art college, an accredited art program that gives out degrees in the town of Colorado Springs.
Good luck to both of you in this new venture, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you.